getting set to head down to a great place for high school football, Theodore, and their coach is getting ready to roll. Eric Collier's joining us now. Coach, thank you for jumping in. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that, man. You got another rematch with St. Paul's. And, boy, it's just a – I don't know, man. It has to be a great feeling to be at the quarterfinals, and you guys are still playing right now.
Oh, it is. You know, kids playing well. Community's excited. School's excited. And you know, we appreciate everything Ham's ever done. He was with us for a couple of years. And so and my kids are looking forward to seeing him come back. Should be a great atmosphere for high school football.
We were down there, you know, to see the big win that you guys had over Saraland, Coach. And it's one of the best atmospheres. I know Brian and Dave told me that they, a couple of our reporters, just saying how great it was. I'm going to tell you right now, though, St. Paul's, I think you'd probably agree with me, Ham Barnett has this team probably playing the best football we've seen all year.
He does. You know, Ham's, you know, I've told everybody, you know, we play, you know, everybody was, well, why is the score not like, you know, we thought we'd blow them out. I'm just going to say, you know, St. Paul's a good football team. And I think people realize now what I was saying is, you know, this is what they don't do. They don't hurt themselves. They don't turn the ball over. They play good defense. They're good in special teams. And anytime you're doing that, you're going to give yourself a chance to win the football game. And they're running the football well. So they give themselves a chance to win the game.
Hey, Coach, Brian Ginnard here. It's been a great season so far. I mean, and as I look through the history of Alabama football and do some stuff, and they talk about first for Theodore football, 12-0. I mean, what you guys have just done this year has really been historical. How special has it been for you for not only this season, but to be able to share it with a special senior player on your team that happens to be your son and you guys sharing these moments together?
It's been great. It really has. But, Brian, you know how it is. We're so locked in right now on the next opponent and staying focused. I'm sure once the season's over, we'll slow down, and I'll slow down and think back and go, you know, we had a really good thing going on. But truthfully, right now, our mind is on St. Paul and the different formations they're throwing out there every week at us and making sure we can line up right, make sure we're going to run the football well. But again, I do enjoy, you know, Landon's my baby boy, and he's a senior this year. And, you know, there are times I look and go, you know, he ain't got many more days out there. He's probably on his game field with me, on the practice field with me. And that's that's special. It is, and I've really enjoyed my kids playing for me, and it's been great at Theodore. I tell you, this team, I've watched these kids grow up since they were 9 or 10 years old. They've played together forever, and we knew they were going to be a special group.
Head coach Eric Collier joining us. Like Brian said, 12-0. Team is first time in history, number one in the state. First time 12-0 as a program. And, Coach, this bracket's worked out pretty good. Three straight home games to start the playoffs, and if you guys win, since you won the region, you do it again next week. And Theodore's been a special place this year for you guys.
It has. It has. Anytime we get a chance to play in front of our folks and play in C.A. Douglas Field, we feel like that gives us an advantage. We you know, like we say all the time, they got to come down to Sweet Town Road. And we enjoy that. Our community enjoys it. And again, anytime – you know, it's like last week, Hueytown had to get on the road and go 4.5 hours away. That's not an easy trip. No matter how many times you prepare for it, there's always going to be some hiccups. So we've been blessed to have our playoff games at home, and hopefully we can continue that.
Well, Coach, you've got a special one in Braden Jenkins. I mean, that young man's almost 2,000 yards this year. It just seems like as the game keeps going along, he just keeps getting stronger and that motor just keeps going. I mean, what makes that young man so special and what the drive that he has?
Well, like I said, you know, I remember Bray playing when he was 10, 11 years old. He's always had great vision. He's always had the ability to put his foot in the ground and get vertical fast. And I tell you something else, I think Bray does a good job of elevating the guys around him to play well. And if you look, you know, we replaced four offensive linemen from last year, and our offensive line is playing really well right now. So we're pretty balanced. Ken Rigby's throwing the ball for us well. But we feel like, you know, we're pretty balanced on that side. But Brian, you know how I am now. We're always going to hang our hat on defense. And probably the best thing I am is when I look out there how fast we're on defense. We really do a good job of getting to the football and creating havoc. You know, if you'll go back last week, that was a great ball game, and they were giving it to us there for a while. You know, we made a couple adjustments and got our kids in a little better situation. Next thing you know, the whole game turned around.
Well, Coach, I'm going to turn to your defense. I was at the, I believe it was a Thursday night game. You played Murphy over at Ladd, and I know he got hurt last year. Will James, your cornerback, wasn't playing then, but we know I knew at that point he may be playing game seven, game eight. Since he's come back from the injury, the cornerback, you guys have really enjoyed him being there. He's got to be a big part of this defense. Will James has been great for you guys.
Well, just the numbers alone says a lot. You know, he's got two interceptions. He took one back for a touchdown. He's blocked a punt. He's blocked a PAT. He's blocked two punts. He's took the kickoff back last week for a touchdown. It got called back. He took the next one back to the 50. So he's a dynamic kid. And the thing that drives me crazy is I don't think people realize just how good of players we have. We're talking about recruiting. You know, we got kids who can really play. And recruiting right now in high school football will drive you crazy. So he's really come on for us. And we're looking for great things out of him tomorrow night, too.
So, tickets, okay, Coach. I know with St. Paul's bringing folks and Theodore's been packing it out. Tickets okay? People can still get in?
You don't think I'm crazy? I don't know.
You got other things.
Here's the more important, Coach. Are we having a fish fry in the end zone before the game again? What time do I need to be there?
There is going to be gumbo, I can tell you.
Okay,
that.
Good. So, I'll be there early.
Yeah. I did get that report. Yeah, John Seafood. Bayou Seafood down in the bayous doing gumbo, so it'll be a great time.
Coach, I may skip the studio and just head over to Theodore. That gumbo sounds good over here.
I'm telling you, the atmosphere that they put on down there, and you go in the parking lot, and then, I mean, this year has been electric over in Theodore, and it's if you don't have plans tomorrow night, go watch a high school football game, be at Theodore. It's a fun atmosphere.
I bet, yeah. Well, good news. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
We're finally getting into some football weather. You know, we've been out in the cold for the last 3 or 4 days practicing, and anytime you're practicing this time of the year, you know you got something special going on. So, I know this. I know our Theodore people will come out tomorrow night. We'll have a great crowd. They'll have a good time. But at the end of the day, we want to come out of there with a win. We're looking forward to St. Paul's coming to town. They'll bring a great crowd. You know how that is. But at the end of the day now, we want to advance and move on to the next round.
Yep, next Friday after Thanksgiving. Is that right? Yeah, after Thanksgiving, hopefully. Well, we know one of these two teams will be up and going. Coach, thank you for hosting WNSP. I'm excited this game is on the air. We'll have field reporter Scott Todd, Natalie Williamson should be there. Man, we're looking forward to it, Coach, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. We appreciate what you're doing for us, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Eric Collier and I want to say good luck, but there's two local teams, so I have to
you do. I don't want